The voluntary commitments announced in Brazil will help to move sustainable development from Rio to the world. For Xia Zhukang, Secretary General of the conference, Rio Plus20 was always about action, concrete action.
The voluntary commitments are a major part of the legacy of this conference. These numerous commitments bring together key actors united behind the same course to achieve sustainable development.
Former Costa Rican President José María Figueres heads the Carbon War Room, which promotes investment in climate change solutions. With its NGO partners, Carbon War Room has signed an agreement to wean the Caribbean island of Aruba off fossil fuels by the year 2020. He hopes the program will be expanded to other island nations, helping them to produce energy through wind and solar power.
Based on the experience that we have done in renovating buildings, we are committing to mobilizing $1 billion towards replicable financing of energy efficiency in buildings, which makes money for those who invest in it, creates local jobs, and also lowers carbon emission.
Global business leaders met just ahead of Rio Plus20 for the Corporate Sustainability Forum. It was organized by the UN Global Compact, which brings together the United Nations and the private sector. Fu Chengyu, who is chairman of Sinopec Group, a major petroleum corporation, detailed some of the commitments made there.
For example, 45 chief executive officers issued a special communique to governments in which they commit to and detail a range of sustainable water management practices and ask government to do the same.
Meanwhile, more than 250 academic institutions worldwide have supported a declaration calling for a change in curricula to include education in sustainable development. Antonio Freitas of Fundação Getúlio Vargas unveiled how host country Brazil plans to implement this.
All schools in Brazil, from now on, will be required to teach sustainability. It is not only commitment, we will have enforcement also. This document was signed at Rio Plus20. So all students for basic schools, for college, for postgraduate schools, all will need to study sustainability.
The corporate, government and NGO pledges are joined by the actions of ordinary citizens across the globe. Through an online campaign by the UN volunteers, more than 64 million people are already taking part. Michelle Curling Ludford is one of 500 volunteers with a climate change adaptation project in Jamaica.
Through our collective action, food crop production has increased, soil erosion has decreased, and so communities' farmlands and their homes are better protected because of our actions.
The commitments have all been compiled in a register, and the United Nations will monitor their implementation. From Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, I'm Deanne Penn.